The Traveler's Journal, September 22nd. Sailing on the Hurtigruten. The coast of Norway is 1,200 miles of stunningly rugged landscape. Craggy, weather-scarred volcanic cliffs plunging straight into the Atlantic. Only fjords, steep sheer-walled inlets etched by wind and water, break the rigid uniformity. The walls of some fjords tower 1,000 feet high, but are less than 200 feet apart. Yet, at the head of many of these narrow inlets, a tiny fishing village has taken root. Often these settlements offer the only access to Norway's interior. This part of the world is most alive in summer and early fall, when warm weather and near constant daylight coax out the blossoms. Luxury cruise liners ply these waters, attracting travelers from near and far, who get stiff necks marveling at the vertical vistas. But there's another, more authentic way to explore Norway's rugged coastline, all aboard the Hurtigruten. These intrepid mail ships shuttle passengers and freight between the city of Bergen in the south all the way to the village of Kirkens in the reaches of the farthest north. For over a century, these steamers have been the primary link for Norway's isolated coastal outposts. Real workboats, they make 30 stops or more on their week-long journeys. The Kong Herald carries tons of freight and as many as 500 passengers in relatively comfortable cabins. For travelers who long to experience spectacular scenery at a relatively affordable price, a voyage on a Norwegian Hurtigruten certainly fits the bill. You can explore our site on the World Wide Web. The address is www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.